This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Joy Drive, and get ready because we're about to dive into a galaxy far, far away, made entirely out of Lego. He's the only Lego-certified professional in the Southern Hemisphere, and he's brought the Force to Melbourne Museum. From towering Star Destroyers to tiny droids and iconic movie moments, Ryan the Brickman McNaught's new exhibition, Lego Star Wars The Exhibition, is a brick-built celebration of the epic saga. Whether you're a Jedi, a rebel, or just someone who loves a good build, this one's for you. Ryan joins us now to talk Lego, lightsabers, and what it takes to bring a galaxy to life, one brick at a time. Ryan, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much. That's quite an introduction. I appreciate that.
Well, I feel like I'm with like Star Wars royalty here, so it was well earned. Ryan, this exhibition is the stuff of dreams for Lego lovers and Star Wars fans alike. Where did the idea first come from?
Well, this is my 11th Lego exhibition. So over the years, I've created ones like Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. I've done ones about the alphabet. I've done artistic ones. I've done Wonders of the World. I won't say I've made everything out of Lego because I'm not even close to scratching the surface. But when I sat down, it's like, what's the one thing that everybody absolutely loves? And it's pretty hard to go past Star Wars, to be honest. So it kind of picked itself.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's cross-generational. So you've got, you know, right through to like people who first saw Star Wars when it was released in 1977, right through to, you know, children today who absolutely love it.
Well, this is the thing. It's quite a combination, right? Because you have Star Wars fans as well as obviously Lego fans. And then, of course, you have Lego Star Wars fans, which is the joining of them together. So when you kind of mix it all up together, yeah, it makes it pretty crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there a particular Star Wars moment that inspired you or a vehicle that inspired you to like go with the Star Wars theme for this?
Well, it's funny. The exhibition took 3 years to make, so I've pretty much had to learn. Yeah, I've watched Star Wars a lot of times, all of the films and the TV series. I think the interesting thing about it is not what we chose, because I won't say everything kind of chose itself. We had to pick the most iconic things, but it's kind of what we had to leave out, because you can't fit everything in. Mm. So it's almost as if, I'd love to put that in there, or, you know, I'd love to do something, say, you know, Cloud City, for example, Han in carbonite or these kind of cool things or iconic scenes, but you just can't do them all. So it's kind of like which ones I had to leave on the cutting room floor.
Oh, tough choices. And of course, I'm sure everyone will have an opinion of, didn't include my favorite spacecraft or this iconic moment. But
can I tell you, we've been open for about 2.5 weeks now. Yeah. And the number one feedback I'm getting is, where is Jar Jar Binks?
So loathed character in Star Wars.
Everyone wants to know where he is. So I got something wrong there. I thought it was a no-brainer not to include him, but apparently I was wrong.
Maybe you just have to throw that one in there just so they go, it gives other people something to complain about, where they go, Jar Jar Binks was there and not this other character. Wait, so tell me, so the exhibition, my understanding is it's got over 35 models. So what kind of planning and team effort goes into building something of this scale?
Yeah, well, there's a combination of things. Of course, Star Wars itself is kind of known for a few things. Obviously, it's known for its special effects, interesting vehicles and ships and things like that. But, of course, the characters are really iconic too. Mm. So I really wanted to get a good cross-section across all of those. For example's sake, we obviously made C-3PO and R2-D2. The C-3PO, of course, being gold, I had to have bricks specially made for him to match that colour perfectly. We made Princess Leia. Carrie Fisher, of course, is in there. She'd never been made out of Lego before, so we had to work with her estate to make sure that her likeness was correct and things like that. So a lot of planning went into exactly what we were going to do and making sure we're as close as possible to the true films.
So the pieces, so for instance, like you've replicated Princess Leia, that actually is a sort of true four-dimensional representation of her.
Oh, well, three-dimensional. The four-dimensional, she probably smells nice, I guess, so maybe we can get the fourth dimension in there. But, yeah, so, for example, all the fight scenes. So, Liam Neeson, for example, we have You know, we have his character, we've got Ewan McGregor, we have the actual actors as the characters themselves, pretty much looking exactly as they were in the films.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're on Joy Drive, and we're chatting with Ryan the Brickman McNaught, the creative mastermind behind Lego Star Wars, the exhibition, now open at the Melbourne Museum. So, Ryan, with all of this work, like, how many bricks are we talking about roughly, and how long did it take to build it all this?
Yeah, so the exhibition itself was about 25,000 hours. So it's not just me. There's a whole team of us, yeah, proudly built here in Melbourne, and we've spent the best part of 3 years working on it. It's about 8 million Lego bricks, of which about 6 million are the models themselves, all of the creations and things that we've made, and there's another couple of million for all the interactives and the activities which people get to do when they're in the exhibition as well. So the best part of 8 million bricks.
So, and it sounds
a lot of Lego.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can imagine there, because I was thinking, just as you were saying, that there's the ability to build stuff yourself when you go and see this exhibition, which is fantastic. And immediately I thought, this would be great for the kids. But I imagine there's probably quite a few adults that are getting right into that as well.
Well, as an example sake, the lore in Star Wars to become a Jedi is you have to build your own lightsaber. You know, that's Star Wars lore. So, of course, we wanted to make sure everybody that comes along gets to become a Jedi. So you create your own Lego lightsaber, and then you go and stand up against the green screen using the same Hollywood magic, and it brings your lightsaber to life on the big screen. So we have lots of fun things like that too.
Oh, well, I am a fan of the lightsaber. As in the intro just before, I found the sound effect for a lightsaber, and I'm like, I have to include that. That's so cool.
It's not a bad one when you get a text message. Actually, it's not a bad one.
Well, there we go. There's an incentive to go and download some cool sounds for your iPhone or your whatever phone you use for text message responses. Although, I wonder how that would go down watching a Star Wars movie at the movies with a lightsaber going off on your phone. Would that be acceptable?
Good question.
Now, I have a question. It's more of a personal question for you around being a certified Lego professional. So, you're one of only 21 in the world. So, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, so back in 2008, when I first became one, essentially I do things that the Lego company can't or won't do. So, for example, I think like this exhibition, for example, sake, or Lego Masters on TV, I'm the person that pushes Lego into all sorts of different crazy directions. And with that, obviously, Lego want to work with us and make sure, you know, we've got all the tools we need and everything, you know, we're well supported to do that. So there's this group of us. When I first joined, I was number 11, and we're now up to 21, and we all do different things with Lego bricks. Yeah. But essentially, we basically push the limits of what the humble brick can do.
That is amazing. It's incredible. I just remember, like, as a kid playing with Lego, and I was just used to build houses. That was my thing to do. Or mansions, right, as I like to do.
Yeah,
that was my thing. Yeah. Should have been
an architect.
Well, actually, that's what I wanted to be when I was very young. I had a little drafting table, but no, I decided to become a teacher instead. Passed on that. Now, I have a question, another one. So, if you had unlimited Lego bricks and budget, what's the ultimate Star Wars you'd build?
Star Wars model? Yeah. Look, it'd have to be something that you can kind of show off a little bit. So you can't really do any of the big ships because, you know, they're a bit impractical.
Yeah.
But things like maybe, you know, like Luke's land speeder, that'd be pretty awesome to go around, you know, down Turak Road in Luke's land speeder or something like that. I think would be pretty sweet. So maybe that.
And incorporate. So with Lego too, you can actually incorporate like sort of engineering machinery into it so it can actually move and do things.
Totally working. That'd be the only way to go.
That sounds incredible. Well, Ryan, thank you so much. You've taken something that's already iconic and reimagined it in a way that's fun, nostalgic, and just jaw-droppingly cool. Lego Star Wars, the exhibition, is now open at Melbourne Museum and runs through to August. For session times and tickets, head to museumsvictoria.com.au. And may the bricks be with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.